As Native voters on the Great Plains begin to pay closer attention to this year's election campaign, environmental issues are on the agenda along with the economy and jobs. However, Bill Kelly reports voters in Nebraska want to hear what candidates have to say about plans for the proposed Keystone XL petroleum pipeline stretching from Canada to Texas.
As state and federal officials work out the final path of the 1,300 miles of new pipeline across Middle America, tribes with land along the route are keeping an eye on the project.
It goes back to the water. Everybody is absolutely concerned.
Jennifer Bareagle, an Oglala Sioux, serves as chair of the Nebraska Commission on Indian Affairs. She knows the pipeline is already an issue in Nebraska's U.S. Senate campaign, so she wants to hear more from the candidates.
Water rights are one of the contested issues in a lot of different treaties, and so we're very concerned in protecting our water rights and certainly protecting our water sources.
Tribes in Nebraska have a special interest in the huge underground formation, the Oglala Aquifer, that supplies clean water for tens of thousands of people and for agriculture. Last year, the project was rerouted when critics pointed out a break in the pipeline could be an environmental disaster. Amon Sheridan is chair of the Omaha tribe.
You know, the pipeline has some negative aspects that could impact Mother Earth, the water. How many acres is going to be impacted by a spill, if possible? There's where our elders today are concerned about, you know, why is this happening? Some of them don't understand that, you know.
Federal and state officials continue to work with the company behind the pipeline, TransCanada, on a less environmentally sensitive path. The company continues to argue there is little risk to water supplies and the project helps North America meet its energy needs. Kenny Chapman, a member of the Santee Sioux tribe in Nebraska, also wants the pipeline to be an election year issue, but has an eye on its economic benefits.
But if it's going down towards Texas where there's no aquifer underneath to destroy a water supply, nothing wrong with that. It puts people to work, which we need.
In Lincoln, Nebraska, for National Native News, I'm Bill Kelly.